The Pew Company is a polling company. They spend a lot of time trying to identify public opinion on given subjects.
Pew Research. You've
Pew
heard of it?
Research.
Yeah.
They
P-E-W.
recently did another research on what the Muslims in America think, and I find the results frightening. To try and make it so that it was an accurate thing, they actually used Council for African American Relations board members from that organization, which is a well-respected Muslim group, to help them conduct the survey. And they felt that they got better results because this group was assisting them. Okay, what did we find out? 26% of the younger U.S. Muslims say suicide bombing against non-Muslim civilian targets is cool.
It's cool.
Cool was the term the kids used. In other words, acceptable.
More than acceptable. They
Acceptable
admired.
to them.
They admired it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
When they conducted the same question in England, immediately following the bombing of the buses, 35% of the British Muslim kids said the same thing. That's not that much different from 26 to 35%. 55% of the Muslim Americans, regardless of age, didn't support the war on terrorism. They were flat out against the war on terrorism.
Okay, now we have two kinds of non-support. We have I don't believe it, there is terrorism, so we don't have to fight it, or I don't believe it's a threat to us, so we don't have to fight it, or we don't shouldn't be fighting, or
This was
does
a,
it
this
does it
wasn't, I disagree it exists. This is, I don't think it should exist.
you don't think they should be, you don't think we should be, quote, fighting a war on terrorism?
Yeah.
Okay.
When compared to Pakistan, where this question was asked, it was 59%. Now we know the people in Pakistan don't like a war on terrorism, the general populace, but 55 to 59, that's not that much different. Fewer than half of the Muslims in America, regardless of age, accept the fact that Arab Muslims carried out the 9/11 attack.
Okay.
The implication, that's fewer than half of the Muslims believe what the news media is saying about who did the attack. Many blame a conspiracy between the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency and Israeli intelligence.
It did the 9/11?
Yes. A significant portion of the Muslims in America think that this was a sham.
Ah, this was something that the CIA, with the help of the Israelis, dreamed up and did so that we would think that
Muslims
the
were attacked.
Muslims attacked us.
Yeah. In fact, they believe that there were no Jewish people killed in the 9/11 attack, that they all took the day off.
They got warned, huh?
Yes.
I hadn't heard that one.
Only 5% of U.S. Muslims expressed favorable views. Only 5% expressed favorable views of Al-Qaeda, though a quarter of the people questioned refused to answer that question. That means at least 3 out of every 10 Muslims is favorable or has no opinion about Al-Qaeda. The no opinion is awfully hard to swallow. What this says to the researchers is that there is embedded in the United States a potential ticking time bomb of Muslim youth who would conduct suicide bombings if the occasion arose. absolutely frightening to me.
Now, can I
yes.
say something here?
Question.
Some of those questions, the percentage of these people that don't believe we should be fighting a war on terrorism, how does that compare, or the percentage of people who don't think that the Muslims from the Middle East did it, think it maybe was an inside job. How does that compare to the rest of the United States? I mean, we've got a lot of people in the United States who are not Muslims who have those same opinions.
Okay. The American general public, 67% do support the war, for instance, compared to the overall. A lot of the other things were not compared.
Okay. Because there are some people in the United States who think that hey, this is all George Bush's fault. He planned this thing so as to give him an excuse to go over and start this war in Iraq. You have to realize there are people who actually think that.
Oh yes, I know that.
So Muslims are not
quite a bit.
Huh?
Quite a bit of that.
So Muslims are not the only ones who think this.
Yes.
That's weird.
Okay. In Iraq, we are involved in a surge. And in the last 4 months, this is what's been going on in the last 4 months, 235 battalion size operations have been conducted.
Oh, that's a good question.
We have discovered / eliminated 29 car bomb factories. We have discovered eliminated 441 weapons caches. Now, let's compare that. We're talking 441 weapons caches in 4 months, or 100 plus a month. In the entire year, 2006, we only uncovered 226. So, the weapons...
Where? These caches are where?
Okay. In Iraq.
Okay.
So, the surge in Iraq is actually accomplishing something to prevent future activities, even if the present activities are more violent. Now, this is just a political statement. Charlie Rangel, Nancy Pelosi, Murtha, etc., have been saying this war is lost. Also, Ayman al-Zawahiri is saying this war is lost to America. There's a similarity there. Okay, that's all I had on this subject. On a time frame basis, how much further do we go?